Next day, Elliot went into the woods. He laid a trail of little candies, one piece after another, and then went back home. E.T. crawled from the bushes. We all know curiosity killed the cat. But he was too old to change now. He put the little round object in his mouth. It was delicious. The tastiest thing he'd ever eaten in the whole universe.
It's not that we don't believe you, honey.
Well, it was real, I swear.
Maybe it was an iguana.
It was no iguana.
Maybe a... you know how they say there are alligators in the sewers?
Alligators in the sewers.
All we're trying to say is maybe you just probably imagined it.
I couldn't have imagined it.
Elliot had a hunch that this might be the night. So he waited outside in an old chair. And sure enough, this strange creature appeared. Someone from another world. Elliot's heart almost stopped.
Michael.
E.T. was just as scared as Elliot. But he had to hang in there. After all, he had to eat. He had to live. So he followed Elliot with the candy. Into the house and up the stairs.
Wow.
The two friends found each other across a thousand universes and fell asleep. Next day,
do you talk? You know, talk. Me, human. Boy. Elliot. 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 These are toys. These are little men. This is Greedo. And then this is Hammerhead. See, this is Walrus Man. And then this is Snaggletooth. And this is Lando Calrissian. See? And this is Boba Fett. And look, they can even have wars.
But how do you share the greatest secret in the world?
Excellent promise you can make. Swear as my only brother on our lives.
Don't get so heavy, I swear.
And, close your eyes.
Okay, they're closed.
Okay, swear it one more time. I have absolute
power. Yes.